From Spark and Anvil and Equation Quest, this is Undo, in Chapter 1 of the Equation Quest cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5. Undo lived right next door to Lever in the quiet town of Pivot. They had known each other since their toddler days, practically sharing a sandbox and every scraped knee. They walked to school together, then home again, their footsteps echoing a shared rhythm. In the way that only the closest childhood friends can, they sometimes felt like two halves of the same person, even as they grew into very different kinds of teachers. Lever, as you know, spent his childhood watching the brass scales at his family's market. Undo, however, grew up watching her older brother build cabinets. This is the story of how those quiet hours in a workshop shaped the teacher she would become. Undo's brother, Joist, was a carpenter. He was 9 years older, a towering figure who smelled of sawdust and lemon oil. From the time Undo was small, she claimed a worn wooden stool in Joist's workshop. She would sit there for hours, watching him work. He crafted chairs, sturdy tables, elegant shelves, and solid doors. Yet his true passion, the things he built with the most care, were cabinets. Cabinets with smooth gliding drawers. Cabinets with polished brass hinges. Cabinets whose doors swung open cleanly, latched securely, and stayed shut until you wanted them to move. Joist's cabinets were more than just functional. They were works of art. Customers traveled from three towns over, sometimes more, just to commission a piece. The local Carpenters Guild, a notoriously gruff bunch, once told Undo's mother that Joist was unusually patient. Undo understood what they meant. From her perch on the stool, Undo noticed Joist's peculiar ritual. It was something no other carpenter she'd ever watched seemed to do. After weeks of careful work, after a cabinet stood perfect and gleaming, Joist would unbuild it. Not completely, not destructively, but methodically. He would pull out each precisely fitted drawer, then slide it back in. He would unscrew every hinge, then carefully screw it back into place. He tested each joint, pulling it in the exact opposite direction it was designed to hold. He would, in essence, undo nearly every step of his own meticulous work. Only then would he reassemble it, piece by careful piece. One afternoon, when Undo was 7, she finally asked him, "Why do you do that?" Joist paused, wiping sawdust from his brow. "I do not trust a joint I have not undone," he replied simply. Undo thought about his words for the rest of the day, and for many days after. The full meaning didn't click into place all at once. It was a slow understanding, unfolding over years of watching Joist work. She began to see that every action involved in building a cabinet had a precise opposite. Nailing a board meant pulling the nail to take it apart. Gluing a joint meant separating it with a thin, patient blade. Screwing in a hinge was reversed by unscrewing the hinge. For every single step, there was an action that exactly reversed it. Joist didn't just know how to build. He insisted on knowing how to unbuild, too. Much later, when she was older, Undo realized this careful philosophy had a name, the principle of inverse operations. It was the same idea she discovered that powered algebra. If you added 5 to one side of an equation, the operation that exactly reversed it was subtracting 5. If you multiplied one side by 3, the operation that undid it was dividing by 3. If you squared a number, the operation that reversed it, for positive numbers anyway, was taking the square root. Every single step, she understood, had an undo. If you didn't know the undo, you couldn't truly trust the original step. Undo arrived at the Equation Quest Academy at 19, a little older than most new teachers. She carried a small, well-worn toolbox, a gift from Joist. Inside were 6 different implements, each designed to reverse a specific carpentry action. The academy master, a stern woman with sharp eyes, watched Undo for a few minutes during her orientation. Then she simply nodded. "You will be teaching inverse operations," the master said. "Welcome."
Undo has been teaching at Equation Quest ever since. She still keeps that small toolbox in her classroom, a quiet reminder of Joist's wisdom. It's her favorite demonstration. She'll hold up a hammer, its head gleaming. This, she'll tell her students, puts a nail in. Then she'll flip it around, showing the clawed end. And this, she says, takes a nail out. They are the same tool. They are the same idea, just moving in two different directions. The children always remember this. Little hammers, some with nails, some with claws, appear in their notebooks for weeks. Every year when her students reach Kit 8, Undo tells a particular story. It's a true one, from Joist's workshop. Once, he built a magnificent corner cabinet for a customer. It was a true showpiece, all gleaming wood and precise angles. A few days after delivery, a frantic letter arrived. The customer claimed the cabinet's main door would not open. Joist was briefly, utterly panicked. He couldn't understand. He had tested that door 100 times, opening and closing it, checking the hinges. He drove straight to the customer's house, his stomach tight with worry. There, in the corner of the room, sat his beautiful cabinet.
The customer had placed it snugly into a corner. The cabinet door, designed to swing wide to the left, now faced a wall only 4 inches away. It could only open a tiny crack, barely a quarter of the way. Joist saw it immediately. The cabinet itself was perfect. The room was the problem. Joist simply suggested moving the entire cabinet 6 inches to the right. The customer, a little sheepish, did exactly that. The door then swung open cleanly, silently. Undo uses this story every year in Kit 8. It helps her explain a crucial idea. Sometimes the equation itself is fine, but the situation around it is wrong. You have to step back, she tells her students, and check that the room around the equation makes sense. You need to verify that the variable can actually take the values you are letting it take. Mathematicians, she explains, call this checking the domain. Undo, however, still calls it moving the cabinet 6 inches to the right. Twice a year, Undo still travels home to pivot. She helps Joist with whatever cabinet he's building, just like when she was small. She still tests every joint, and she still does not trust a joint she has not undone.
You've been listening to A Spark and Anvil Chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Undo. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.